Good morning. Welcome to Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. God bless you. Amen.
God, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. For you alone art worthy. For you alone art great. For you alone art worthy. We praise you, oh Lord, hallelujah. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We praise you, Lord Jehovah. We give you all glory. Be unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lord. We bless the Lord for this 13th day of March. We say, blessed be the name of the Lord who was and is to come. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because you have made us to see this beautiful morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it because you have made us glad. You have poured your gladness and joy into our hearts. Miraculously, you kept us throughout the night and brought us to this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We return all glory. We return all honor. We confess that you are good. Blessed be your name in Jesus' name. On behalf of our family this morning, we want to say thank you, Lord. This morning, we want to read from the Bible and pray for our household. We will read Isaiah chapter 32, verse 15. The Bible says, until the Spirit is poured on us from high, and the desert becomes a fertile field, and the fertile field seems like a forest. Amen. Amen. We are going to wait on the Lord. We are going to wait. We are going to seek the Lord until the Spirit is poured on us from on high. Lord, we pray that this morning, that your Spirit that we have enjoyed, pour it afresh upon us in Jesus' name. We pray for our husbands this morning, that you pour your Spirit afresh on them. Pour your Spirit afresh on them, that any hindrance in their life that debar them from loving, from taking care of you, we uproot it in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray by your mercy. We pray by your mercy in the name of Jesus. Anything that will not let them enjoy your Spirit, that will not let them enjoy your presence, is uprooted in Jesus' name. Let the Spirit of the Lord come down. Let the Spirit of the Lord from heaven come down upon our children, upon our husbands, upon us in the name of Jesus. Lord, I receive your Spirit, sevenfold of your Spirit, more powerful than I can ever think or imagine. Father, we receive grace that every desert in our life, every forgotten issue, every good things that we have dumped, thinking it cannot work again, they become fertile in the name of Jesus. Even our children become fertile land. Our husband becomes fertile. We become fertile in Jesus' name, germinating good things, bringing out good things in Jesus' name. We are the land of the Lord. We bring out goodness in Jesus' name. Should there be any project that had been kept aside, that had been dumped aside, that till when, God, make it receive life in Jesus' name. Pour your Spirit on it. Pour your Spirit on it and let it have life in Jesus' name. Let our fertile land become like desert. Let our desert land becomes like fertile land in Jesus' name. And let our fertile land become mighty forest. Father, we pray that job that is slimming down, that is turning down, that shop that is being contemplated to be closed, today, Lord, we pray that mercy will speak. There will be mercy. People will come and patronize and we'll start again. We will enjoy again. That work in the office that you are getting tired of is becoming monotonous. God will bring his life upon it and it will become fertile. God will bring his life up. I'm not certain what is going to be done, but God will bring life. God will bring life. God will bring life in the name of Jesus on that child that you think everything is over, that is just like confusion. The Lord will make him restored in Jesus' name. Restored him and make him a fertile soul, yielding fruit unto the Lord in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever ministry that we have started that is dead or dying, they receive life in the name of Jesus. They receive life in the name of Jesus. That little Bible study group receives life. That thing you have laid your hand on, in the name of the Lord, it receives life in Jesus' name. Because your surname, according to the God of Israel, nothing dies in your hand. Nothing dies in your hand. New idea, fresh vision from above. As the Spirit pours, he pours fresh vision upon us in Jesus' name. Nothing dies in our hand in the name of Jesus. Nothing goes down in our hand. Nothing is folded in the name of Jesus. We blossom, we flourish, we blossom, we flourish, we multiply in the name of Jesus. Things we multiply in our hands in the name of Jesus. Everything we multiply, more than we can think or imagine, there'll be ratio. There'll be good ratio of multiplication in Jesus' name. There'll be good ratio of multiplication in the name of Jesus. The Lord is bringing this prayer back to us, and it has a reason. The Lord will multiply us. He will multiply us greatly. So greatly that we'll be so multiplied. The Lord is saying, I will multiply you. He will multiply us so greatly that we'll be so multiplied, and grace and glory will be our portion. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. This Monday we shall be greatly multiplied in Jesus' name. Every situation shall turn around to give us favor. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we worship.
You are listening to GospelBellsRadio.com, the Christian internet radio with a mission to engage the culture with the mind of Christ. Keep listening and invite others, too. God bless you.